Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Okay. I think we're full.
Your Honor, is Ms. Somm there?
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Ms.
Yes.
Where's Ms. Somm? Who are you looking for exactly?
Patricia Somm, the ward. She said she was going to be appearing in person in your courtroom.
She's not here.
And Your Honor, this is Amber
Cottle. Stopped.
Right. Hi, Amber.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify something because I had not been being copied on any of these certificates of service with the proceedings, and I had received a letter of a notice of termination of my employment with as far as representation of the ward. When I spoke with my client, she stated that she's not in agreement with that, and as far as entering into contracts, the guardian has the right to do that, but there was no reference to terminating contracts as far as ours goes. So I did want some clarification from the court as far as my involvement in this matter, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Kiros, do you want to address that?
Sure, Your Honor.
If you do, do it by the microphone, please.
Judge, Ms. Patlo was terminated by my office on behalf of my client, Charlie Rivard. It was about a week and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
We sent her an email notice. We sent her a certified letter, and obviously she's received it. Since the power to hire and fire counsel was assigned to my client, he had the power to remove her.
Mm-hmm.
The court should note that there is a pending motion to hire a new counsel for, I'm going to call her Patricia Somm, and I'm going to call her daughter Patty for
mm-hmm.
Patricia Somm, but the court has not heard that motion yet. Okay. Nevertheless, at least for the purposes of today's hearing, Amber Patwell no longer has any place in this case.
Okay. So, Ms. Powell, you heard that, I hope?
I did hear that.
Okay. You want to respond to that, or?
Well, I just want to know, is there any court order terminating my representation? That's what I'd really like to know.
Well, the guardian has the right to hire and fire, I guess, or to contract on behalf of the ward, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Guardian has the ability to contract, but this was terminating. We had a contract, the ward and I had a contract that was entered in prior to the guardian being the guardian of the ward, and so this would be termination of a prior contract being entered.
Okay. Well, I mean, I usually don't sign orders on those or not, but I don't know what to tell you.
Your Honor?
Yes.
Inger Garcia, I'm here on behalf of Patty Somm Jr., who was present with me, Your Honor.
Okay, hold on, Inger, hold on. What's that?
Okay.
I want to raise, first off, I guess we need to deal with Ms. Patwell.
Well, let's deal with one of the 56 people who are on Zoom, and let's figure out who we really need or don't need.
So it's all kind of connected. Ms. Garcia represents a family, last name is Bernstein.
Okay.
Ms. Garcia is involved in litigation with Patricia Somm
mm-hmm.
regarding a foreclosure matter.
Right.
Ms. Garcia has now apparently filed a notice of appearance just today to represent Patty Somm, Patty Jr.
That was Patty Jr. is the one who was residing with.
Was, and now of course
was.
Left.
Right.
Pursuant to Your Honor's order.
Right.
I'm not entirely comfortable with the fact that Ms. Garcia is suing the Somm, or being sued by the Somm Trust, of which Patty Jr. is a beneficiary and receives support,
mm-hmm.
and in fact her home in North Carolina is paid for by the Trust,
mm-hmm.
and yet is also appearing on behalf of Patty Jr. today. I see that as a conflict,
mm-hmm.
and I don't believe that Ms. Garcia should be serving as counsel for what really is both sides, both plaintiff and defendant, and a related litigation.
Okay. Well, you heard that, Ms. Garcia?
Yes, and I Your Honor, and I completely disagree. And numerous of the facts that he represented, I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose, but are not true. The trust
What's not true?
The trust has nothing to do with mortgage foreclosure case. The Patricia Somm herself, joint and several, is the owner of it. Patricia Somm, through her attorney, settled that case. That's not an issue today. The issue today is Patty Somm and an injunction. Patty Somm has, I have no conflict representing Patty Somm. I have checked with the bar and I have.
Is Patty here?
Yes, Patty's here with me, Your Honor.
All right. How you doing, Patty?
I'm good. How are you?
You're Patty Jr.
Yes, correct.
All right, ma'am, raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth? It looks like your left hand, but try the right one.
This is.
That's right. Okay. It's because I'm looking at Zoom. All right. And what is your name, ma'am?
Patricia Ann Somm or Patty Jr.
Okay. You can put your hand down. That's okay. Were you able to hear what Mr. Kitroser said in open court?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And he's pointing out that he believes your lawyer may have a conflict of interest. Do you believe your lawyer has a conflict of interest?
No, Your Honor, I do not.
Okay. And you want her representing you today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me get to Amber Powell. Well, Amber, I'm just going to find, I guess you've been terminated and we'll go. But can I ask, does the ward have an attorney today?
As of today, no, Your
Honor. Well, shouldn't she have a lawyer?
That's why we filed a motion requesting that the court authorize us to hire Sean Leibowitz as counsel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not correct, yeah. Okay. I was supposed to come on this morning at 11, but
I don't know who. I got people here with just phone numbers. Could you identify yourself, please? 561. Huh?
Gender Hoti.
What's your name?
Amber.
561-385-6390. What is your name?
Gender Hoti.
I don't know. I don't understand. What are you here for, sir?
I'm a court watcher.
A court watcher?
Yes.
And what are you watching?
I'm watching your debate.
Okay, well, could you put on your video, please? This is like a courtroom. I like to see people who I'm talking to.
Yes. Are you sure?
Okay, so turn on your video. Thank you.
Your Honor. Yeah. Is it possible to make this?
I will as soon as I get a video. What's that?
You don't have a video because you're in main line. I got the video,
understand.
But you don't.
If you're on Zoom and you have a camera, you can turn on your video, sir. Everybody else
here.
What?
No, it does not allow you.
It doesn't allow me.
Right. Choose another phone number or email address to call Zoom from the court.
I don't understand, but I don't know who you are. So could you spell your name, please? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Takes care of that. Even if I were to rule, shouldn't I have Ms. Powell here to represent the ward at this point, so she doesn't have, she's here without no lawyer?
Ms. Patwell is as well, Your Honor.
Well, I don't really know, but, you know.
Ms. Patwell admitted to me in a telephone call that she was hired by Patty Jr.
Uh-huh.
And since
I heard that is not
Patty Jr.,
that's not true.
For Amber to
can you not talk at once? Just wait, I'll let you hear from you.
It was inappropriate for Ms. Patwell to represent Patricia Somm.
Okay. So he's saying you were retained by Patty Jr.
Amber. That is completely untrue. I never told him that. That is not true.
Okay.
I have a signed contract by Patricia Somm Sr.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do today, okay? You've been representing her. You have been on the case before. I'm going to leave you in place until I get a motion for a new lawyer, and we deal with that on another day.
Thank
okay.
Judge, I'm going to ask you to close this hearing.
Well, I need to find out who's here. So we have Paula. She's with your office. We have, who's Charlie?
Charlie Rivard is my client.
Charlie Rivard. That's Charlie up there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how you doing? And then we have
I'm
Dave
doing good.
Kubelin.
Yes, good afternoon, Your Honor. I represent Patricia Somm Jr. on a parallel criminal case. So I'm just here as I'm here as a court observer as well.
Okay.
And for some clarifications with respect to her travel.
That's fine, thank you. And then we have Amber Pat. Well, then we have Kevin Hall, who's muted. Kevin, who are you?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. I'm here as an interested party, as one of the managers of BFR that was involved in the underlying foreclosure, which looks like it was the genesis of this entire guardianship proceeding. And I was also specifically asked by Patricia Somm Sr. To stay involved and to help in any way I can.
And Valerie, who are you, Valerie?
Valerie is my, she works with my law firm off. I'm sorry, she's observing.
Okay. Then we have somebody from Galaxy J7, somewhere out there in the universe. Who are you, sir?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I thought it was listed on there, Dr. David Manuel.
Dr. Manuel, what do you have to do with this case, if I can ask?
I'm just here watching the open court proceedings, if they're open.
Well, they're open right now. They may not be for long, so.
Okie dokie, well, thank you.
All right, and then we have Jones, somebody named Jones.
Yes, sir, my name is Julia Jones, a friend of Patty Somm, and have been dealing with this with Patty and her Joanna and her mom since January, and she's staying currently at my house, Patricia Somm, through Patty.
Patricia Somm is staying with you.
Yes, sir.
Patty Jr. is staying with you.
Yeah, Patty Jr.
Oh, okay. All right, then we have Samsung. Who's on Samsung?
That might be me, Your Honor.
It is you, whoever you are.
Yes, I'm Luisa Esposito, and I'm a court watcher just trying to support Elliot Bernstein and Candace Bernstein.
Okay. And we have iPhone 6. iPhone 6, a nice lady wearing glasses. I don't know who that is.
That might be me. I'm not sure.
I think it is, ma'am. Yours is iPhone 6. Who are you?
Okay, I'm an observer as well for the Patricia Somm's, both of them. And we're just observing the case today. Yeah. Thank you.
And what's your name?
My name's Luann Fleming.
Okay. And then we have Ms. Garcia, and then we have Ali Carino.
Hi, Your Honor. I'm just a public court observer. Thank you.
You are not the same picture with the black hair in the...
That is me.
I don't believe that, ma'am.
It is.
All right, so now you're a blonde.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thanks. All right, then we have Ms. Lewis. Who's Rick Black?
Hello, Your Honor. I'm a court observer in support of Patricia Somm.
Well, we got a lot of court observers here. Patricia Somm, senior or junior? Just out of curiosity.
Senior, sir.
Senior. All right. Then we have somebody who has appropriately identified as court watcher. Who is court watcher? Court watcher, who are you?
Hi, Elliot Bernstein.
Hello, court watcher.
Hello.
You should know who you are. It says court watcher on your...
Sorry, I was muted. It's Elliot Bernstein.
Elliot Bernstein, yes. Also known as court watcher.
Correct.
All right, Elliot. And then we have Natasha Coffey. Who's Natasha Coffey? All these people are shy. They don't want to show themselves in video. They just want to, like, lurk in the shadows or something of Zoom. Who's Miss Coffey? Natasha Coffey, who are you? Going once?
Your Honor?
Yes.
She's a friend of the family, and I filed her letter of potential witness.
Okay, so she's a potential witness.
Yeah, she's a friend of the family, too, yeah, for years. And I did a notice of filing today of the witness, different witnesses' statements.
So she's an FOF and a potential witness.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Kathleen Bossy. Who's Kathleen Bossy? Kathleen Bossy going once, going twice.
Hi, this is Kathleen Bossy, and I'm a court watcher. Sorry, I'm slow. I'm babysitting while I'm watching.
You don't want to show us yourself on video? You just want to sort of lurk in the background there?
I turned my camera on. I don't know okay. why it's not picking up.
All right. Well, then we have Candace Bernstein. And she also is a court watcher. She just left. No, she didn't leave. She's somewhere. And also, oh, there she is.
Hi.
Candace is two people.
I'm Michelle Wepner. And
Michelle, I'm sorry, Michelle, spell the last name.
Wepner, W-E-P-P-N-E-R.
I was like the judge of People's Court, Judge Wepner.
Yes, it's not Wepner, it's Wepner.
It's Wepner, okay. You're a friend of the family here?
Yes, I've known the Psalms for 28 years.
Okay.
My husband is married, or is married to me, obviously, Christopher Wepner. And
wait a minute, this lady is smart. Her husband is married to her.
She's nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're on Zoom.
I'm just trying to make everybody laugh. And you know.
Okay, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
So my husband, Christopher, his aunt is Patricia Somm Sr.
Okay.
So we're here on behalf of her and for Patty.
Okay. And Candace is, I think, your husband's already here, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Now, now that we've met everybody, I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you for. All right, Mr. Kitroser, who do you represent in this matter, by the way? He's the guardian. And who else is present in the courtroom?
So the other daughter, Joanna Somm, is here with her counsel. There's,
okay, Joanna and Miss O'Malley, they're in the courtroom. Okay. I don't know if you guys can see or not, but.
Your Honor, it's very hard to hear them, I would just mention.
Well, just Mr. Kitroser trying to speak into a microphone. You know, these mixed hearings are not great, so. You're all welcome in my courtroom. That would have been fun.
And
but anyway.
A representative from Bank of America here as well.
All right. Okay, who?
The Bank of America representing back here in the courtroom, Your Honor.
Okay, there she is. She's from Bank of America. Lucky you. And then who's the nice lady in the back there?
That's Olga, that's Patricia's partner.
That's Olga.
I mean Joanna's partner.
Joanna's partner, Olga. Okay. And Joanna is a daughter as well.
She's the other daughter.
She's the one who was claims, or I would say claims.
She's also the trustee of the family trust.
Trustee of the family trust. She's a victim in the case against Patty Jr.
Yes. As is Olga.
As is Olga. And Miss O'Malley represents Joanna.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So what is it you wanted to address here with in front of 14,952 people?
So I have a couple of questions. The first is to close this hearing for a couple of reasons. I don't know who the court watchers are. I'm uncomfortable with the connections they might have to the Bernstein family, and I see some Bernstein names up there who are parties to the ongoing foreclosure litigation against Patricia Somm.
Let me just see what exactly. On July 25th, there was a petition for injunction for protection against exploitation file, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
This court granted a temporary ex parte injunction and set the matter for hearing today. And as part of that injunction, I required that, I guess, for lack of anything else, I'll just call you Patty Jr. I hope that's okay. And she was, I guess, was at the time was living with her mom, so she had to be removed based on the temporary injunction. And now she's now living with one of the folks who were here. I forget who, but.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Okay. And let me just see. I froze some bank accounts.
You did, Your Honor.
And the gist of the injunction has nothing to do with a pending foreclosure?
I think it does indirectly, and I'll get to the substance of the hearing. The basic injunction was as a result of things that I'm going to call her Patty, the daughter.
Yeah.
Patty did after the guardianship began.
Right.
But in addition, of course, the statute has to look at the steps leading up to the injunction.
Right.
And there are a number of them beginning of 2023 that lead up to it.
Okay. Well, my question is whether, you know, parties to that, the Bernsteins, for example, or parties in that foreclosure, do they have a right to be here today? I mean, that's...
Yes.
Who's saying no?
Ingrid Garcia, Your Honor. They have made numerous allegations about the foreclosure.
Okay, so hold on. I'm just talking to Mr. Kitroser now. We can't have just an open shout out here.
Well, it sounds like Ms. Garcia and I were the two lawyers that represent the two parties to this agreement.
Okay. So, Ms. Garcia, you don't want the Bernsteins here either?
No, I want them here.
Oh, you want? She wants them here.
Yeah, they made serious allegations against the Bernsteins, Mr. Hall, myself, and Amber in their injunction, which we have a right to cross examine Joanne about, Your Honor.
Well, there you go.
It's not about the Bernsteins.
No, but I mean, that's why I asked if it's related to the action, and if it is, then they ought to be here, I think. So that's sort of my opinion.
Your Honor?
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Listen to me. If you were sitting in my courtroom now, my deputy would be tasing you. This isn't shout out when you feel like it. This is a courtroom.
You're
supposed to be here on Zoom, not in person. What is it you want, sir? I can't keep... I can't just keep jumping in when somebody has a point to make.
Your Honor, I understand that, and I actually tried to speak up very respectfully, so I would actually really be opposed to tasing. I think that's going too far here. I wanted to provide context for Your Honor's benefit for the orderly structure of your proceedings, which I can tell you do very well, okay? It was mentioned earlier by Ms. Patwell that some emails and service were not going out to parties. To whatever extent it has any relevance, I don't know. But I was asked to consent to the appointment of Charlie as guardian by the Kitroser Law Firm. When they did that, they sent me an email that made it look like Ms. Garcia and Ms. Patwell had already consented and were on board with that. As it turned out, in my response, and of course I was thinking they consented, both emails bounced. And it looked like they used the wrong address. So I just wanted to, know, that consent to me at this point was obtained, you know, for whatever you deem it's worth, under false pretenses. And there was many, many documents that have gone on in this case that were never served to myself, even though I was there as the interested party. So I apologize for interrupting, Your Honor. I understand that you cannot conduct proceedings that way. I just thought it would be context as we move forward.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that information.
Thank you. Go on, me.
I'm trying to fix the sound here so our court reporter can actually hear what's going on. What is this? It's a video? I don't know how to do this. So. What did I have to hit? Do you remember, Deneen? I remember I had to do this once before. What?
That's
the one
audio.
That's me joining the computer, I mean. All right, no, that's not good. Unless I mute my mind. All right, how is that? Is that better for you?
I think the echo might be you, Judge, when you join.
It is me.
You don't want to.
Thank you. You too, better sense. I'm gonna out of that. So it looks like it's echoing. That's louder, but it's echoing. But it's not gonna work. You know, I won't say anything. I'll just pull that up so it automatically. You can see. That would be worse. Now, can you hear me? Can Zoom people hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear?
Thank you, Your Honor.
I don't know what the hell I did, but good.
Keep it there.
Keep it there, sure. Easy for you to say. Okay. You want me to switch it back?
Oh, please, God.
All right.
You almost.
Do we need 54 court watchers? I mean, couldn't we limit so that maybe we could actually accomplish something today? I mean, I fully appreciate everybody's interest. Do we need 14 of you? Nobody wants to volunteer to pass? Okay. Well, somebody named Court Watcher is actually Bernstein, right? That's Bernstein, and then we got Candace Bernstein.
This
so we'll
is
leave.
Elliot Bernstein, Your Honor.
That's Elliot. Sorry, I forgot your name. All right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
We got Catherine Lewis. She Court Watcher? We could get rid of her, I think. All right. Who is Kathleen Bossy? Is she a court watcher? I don't remember. All right, so Kathleen, I'm going to excuse you today. We got enough court watchers, I think. I'm not trying to shut everybody out, but it's getting a little ridiculous here, so.
Yeah.
All right. You volunteering?
No, Your Honor, Ingrid Garcia is clarifying that she's a potential. Oh, no,
she's
never mind.
A witness. So I'll tell you what, she's a potential witness. I'm going to put her in the waiting room. I mean, we're not going to get through this hearing because I got 80,000 people. I don't know who's who. So, I mean, it's really ridiculous. But anyway.
Well, judges, Bernstein's a potential witness. Shouldn't
they? Bernstein's witnesses today, Ms. Garcia?
I'm not sure. It depends on.
Well, you told me they're potential witnesses. That's why they need to be here.
They are potential witnesses.
Okay, so they're going to go in the waiting room also.
Yeah, I was not going to call them unless I need for rebuttal.
Well, okay. Then they can go in the waiting.
Oh.
Okay.